There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I know. I still call it a program. Everybody else calls it a show. What can I tell you? I'm going to put on my tap dance shoes and just go with it. 855-993-7569. I rattled it off because Rachel is waiting, and so I'm going to go directly to her, and I'll give the number out a little bit more carefully so you can call, unless you were smart enough to have memorized it, at which point go ahead and call now. Rachel, welcome to the program. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So it's a childhood question, I guess. Looking for some ideas if it's normalcy or not with kids. I have a 5-year-old son, and he has this boy he plays with down the street, and they're best buddies kind of thing. And just about a month ago, we caught them the first time, like, outside with their pants down, looking at each other and things like that.
Yep.
And we've approached it first with a way of saying, hey, you know, these are boundaries you need to set with yourself for, you know, safety reasons and other things. You can't be touching anyone else. They can't be touching you. You don't need to be looking at each other kind of thing. And then we let them go to the park together on their own a few weeks later, and we caught them over there doing it again. So then it was a matter of, you know, they're in trouble this time because we told them that's not okay. And so they got kind of more of a severe talking to about it. And we thought that they had gotten it through their heads. And so my husband was watching them last night, and they were underneath the bunk bed together whispering things about kissing each other or whatever, seeing what it feels like to be kissed kind of thing. So the other mother, the other kid, we had talked before this last incident happened about not letting them play with each other anymore if it had happened again, if they couldn't understand. So I just don't understand where this is coming from at this age.
Well, I mean, this is the age where it happens.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty normal. There's a curiosity. Do either of the kids have older sibs?
Yeah, not her son has a younger daughter. She's about a year or so younger than him, and I have a 14-year-old daughter who's not even interested in boys or anything like that. There's no boys.
Well, but I mean, look, we live in a society where sex is used to sell everything from toothpaste. We were just talking about the MP13 rating, or the parental guidance 13 rating. And the idea about that, it was for Red Dawn, which was, I'm not sure exactly why it got that rating. But the idea being that they're cute little cards, right? If you go to a Hallmark store, you'll see the little boy and little girl who are about this age, sort of shyly hugging each other, kissing each other. Everybody thinks it's really cute until it's their kid. But this is the age where that curiosity really sort of begins to emerge. And then for everybody except Woody Allen, there's a latency period that goes from about, you know, maybe 6 or 7, somewhere around, you know, just after this stage to about adolescence, and then it emerges again in full-blown sexuality. But now it's just curiosity, and it's moved from the oral stage to a genital stage. So it's a perfectly normal part of psychosexual development in kids.
I guess, and I just am wondering, I'm like, why another little boy, though? Why is it because it's his buddy and they trust each other, or...
It's really hard to know. I think assuming that kids are either straight or gay at 5 is kind of a huge leap. And I know we live in a society that, I know, that's kind of hypersensitized to that. But look, one of two things is true. Either one or both of these kids will turn out in the next decade or 2 decades to be gay, at which point, as a parent, it should be incredibly comforting to realize that if they turn out, if they sort of... It's not even opt if they, in fact, are gay, and that is manifest in the next 10 to 15 or 20 years. that it was inherent almost. I mean, these are very young children. And if not, then we understand that this is just a normal part of experimentation and curiosity of I'll show you yours and you'll show me mine. I mean, it's so, and let me just go back to your sort of discussion with them.
Mm-hmm.
The word boundary means nothing to a five-year-old. I'm not sure it means a whole lot to an adult, but it means nothing to a child. So here's the deal.
I have no idea what to say. I'm like, what?
I got it. And I'm not so much chastising you as saying, look, if we're going to have effective communication with our kids, then we need to say, okay, here's the deal. It's perfectly normal to be curious, but now you know. So nobody's allowed to touch us on our bathing suit line, and we don't touch anybody else on their bathing suit lines either. And if you have some questions, and I would certainly get a copy of Peter Mayles, believe it or not, that's his name, although it's spelled M-A-Y-L-E, called Where Do Babies Come From? And just sit the two boys down and say, okay, here's what, they have kind of Pillsbury dough people with pubic hair. So it's a very comforting book. But would I separate these two kids? I mean, it's sort of punishing them for their curiosity, and I'm not sure that's what I would do. I don't think what they're doing is dangerous. It's just that it's not, you know, that makes people uncomfortable, and I think that that's what you need to say. Yeah, is that we don't do this because, first of all, if a grown-up sees it, it's going to make them uncomfortable, and then they're going to be mad at you, and you don't want them to be mad at you. But understand that kids go to the bathroom all the time and check each other out, especially boys. And your husband is probably going to be more attuned to that than you are just because boys in locker rooms are always wandering around naked, whereas girls always have a towel around them. Your husband may be more sensitized or maybe less because I think it sounds to me that the underlying kind of fear here is if we don't stop this, these kids will turn out gay. If your kids are gay at five, they're going to be...
Because I asked him, I don't know, I just asked him, you know, I don't really think that that's what the case is. But
I think it's impossible to know. The kids are five. Who knows? Yeah. They don't know. You're not going to know. No one's going to know.
Other parents, like, what if he's at another...
Okay, exactly. And I think that's what I would do. Let me just tell you a quick story that I think is kind of parallel. At one point, my daughter, when she was just a little bit older than this, we were walking on the beach, and she said, "Wow, Mom, look at that wave. It's really..." And I'm going to use the word, I guess, and hopefully nobody will send an email. I said, "Look, I don't mind that word at all, but if you use that word at school, then one of your friends is going to repeat it, and their parents are going to say, where did you learn it? And they're going to say, I learned it from her, and you're going to get in trouble." She looked up at me with big blue eyes and said, "Oh, Mom, don't worry, at school I talk kid talk." So what I would say to your son, because kids know, slaves always know more about masters than masters know about slaves because it's survival. Your kid knows that this is something that's not completely okay, so he's circumspect about it, but it is kind of fun. And understand, if those kids are touching each other, that there's some sexual stimulation there, which is not, there's nothing perverted or wrong, there's nothing wrong about it. They're just kids, and they're just curious. So what I would say is, all right, if you're allowed to touch your own penis in your room, if you want to, you can't touch anybody else's, and if other people see you doing this, they're not going to let you play with their kid. So let's just understand that this is private behavior. Get the book so he can look at it when he's curious, that you're allowed to touch your penis, but nobody else's, and you're not allowed to touch anybody else's penis either.
Yeah.
And then you can say, listen, you need to tell me whether this is something that the two of you can decide not to do, that you're going to not touch each other's penises, you're not going to take your clothes off, or not. Because if you're not, then I don't want you to get in trouble with anybody, so I'm going to let you guys not play together for a while. But I would give him the choice and explain to him that he's allowed to touch his own penis, and his friend's allowed to touch his own penis, but not each other's.
Okay, yeah. Because I just don't want him to be in someone else's house and they have a little girl.
I got it. And I think that is the issue. And I would explain that to him in the same way that I said to my kid, not that this is wrong language, and I don't mind, but she was already clear that, oh, no, I know what the boundaries are, even though she didn't use the word boundaries. Let me put you on hold if there's something else you need to ask me about. All right, hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with Rachel, who's got a five-year-old who's just discovered that both he and his friend have some pretty interesting stuff in their genes. And I said, you know, this is pretty normal behavior, and And I think what you need to do is just explain that nobody's allowed to touch us on our bathing suit lines, and we don't touch anybody else. Although, if we wanted to touch ourselves, that's okay, but we have to do that privately. We have to go in our bedroom and do it by ourselves. We don't do it with other people because it can make other people really uncomfortable. So we just don't do that. I was just trying to think over the break about whether or not you wanted to get him an anatomically correct doll, and I think that's really... depends how you feel about it. I don't think it'll change anything one way or the other, but it just may make him feel a little bit more comforted or not. But I would get the Peter Mayle book of Where Do Babies Come From, just because,
yeah.
I mean, part of it is just curiosity. Pardon me?
He's been asking me that question frequently.
You know, the joke is, if it's any comfort to you. I mean, look, this is perfectly normal behavior for kids to be curious at about this age. Part of it is because they start school and they're around other kids. The joke is that the kid says, you know, where do I come from? And mom and dad go into this huge detail about sperm and eggs and whatever. And the kid said, no, Jimmy comes from Detroit. Where do I come from? So, but I'm one of those people who thinks when in doubt, too much information is better than not enough, because if you give them too much information when they don't really need it, when they do need it, they'll have it, as opposed to, I can remember doing a TV show in Boston, with a whole bunch of 12-year-olds and their parents. And, you know, the idea was sex education, and each one of them, without exception, and I knew all the parents, and I knew all the kids, said, oh, my kids aren't sexual, and I happened to know that every one of them was. So the idea of sort of, well, I'll wait till my kid asks, is a really poor approach to a lot of things, but certainly sex education. And you can say, well, 5 is pretty young. But at 5, clearly he's already curious, so you might as well give him accurate information that he can take forward when he needs it. Do I think that he's sexual? Well, I mean, obviously he's sexual. He's sexual in a 5-year-old way as opposed to a 15-year-old way. But you just assume that by the time he's 15, he has accurate information, as opposed to getting it from the internet or one of his friends or whatever. So, yeah, I wouldn't be unduly concerned about it. I would make it clear that we don't touch other people, they don't touch us, and it makes other people uncomfortable, and we don't do things that make other people uncomfortable.
Okay, well, thank you so much for making me feel more comfortable.
Good. All righty. And do check out the book, because it's one of those things. Let me just add one other thing. I think it's a great idea for parents to read the book with the kids together, because otherwise we have a tendency in the society to have women talk with their daughters and men talk with their sons about sex, which is okay as far as it goes, but you don't want to make sex kind of a dirty joke that, well, gee, we don't tell girls about this, or we don't tell boys about this. So the parents talking together with the kid and answering questions, and don't be surprised if they don't have questions. And the fact is that this is, your son is bright, and he's curious, and none of that is bad. And he's bright and curious about other things, but at 5 or 6, it's not unusual for kids to be bright and curious about sex.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. You know, I've said before that if you've got 100 adults in a room and ask them what they felt most uncomfortable about, they'd all say sex. But it's not. It's parenting. Because sex is something we do with a relatively limited number of people, relatively quietly, and relatively infrequently, as opposed to parenting, which our kids go out in public every day and embarrass us. And when these two overlap, you can imagine the emotional valence about it. So it's not unusual to feel uncomfortable about it. It's not unusual for our kids to feel... It's also, kids are manipulative. They know how to ring our chimes, and so sometimes that's exactly how they do it. All right, I just saw on the internet that Obama has normalized relationships with Cuba. So I thought we'd put up on the on Facebook, what country would you like to go visit that you have never visited, okay, and why? And for me, Cuba is one of them. I mean, I would really love to go to Cuba, and you know, there, in theory, you could go if you kind of did, either you went out of Canada or you went from Mexico, But I know people have done that, and you can. There were repercussions in some cases that you were. This is really a country you weren't supposed to go to, and so sort of. I'm willing to break rules under certain circumstances, but yeah, just didn't seem a very smart thing to do. But now that it's they've normalized relations, I would really love to go there. A lot of people have said that it's really terrific, so something to look forward to. All right, I thought what we would do is let's see if I can find the original article that prompted me to ask the question, which I think we had up yesterday. Which was what your favorite, let's see if I can find it. See, I need to sort of be able to pull these out, and I just haven't figured out exactly what to do it yet, of America's favorite fast food chain, all right? So, Manny, you already saw the article, so you're not allowed to guess. Would you have guessed what they chose?
Yes.
You would have?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. But, all right, folks, go ahead and guess. I'll give you 3 seconds to guess. All right, I hear you whispering. It turns out that Chick-fil-A is the highest-ranking fast food chain restaurant in the U.S. for customer satisfaction. As you may recall, a couple of years ago, there was a huge protest after the CEO made remarks that offended the LGBT community, but they still go to the restaurant. It's a laser focus on a particular project. It focuses on one thing and does it exceptionally well, and that is chicken sandwiches. I guess there's one around here. I don't know that I've ever gone to one. This is their debut on the list, and it scores the highest ever achieved in the category. Dum, dum, dum. Chipotle is second. Now, Chipotle, I might have guessed. Just because that model of really fresh food and you can kind of have different kinds of things has been used. I think there's a pizza brand that's going to try and do the same thing where you can have individual fixings, and they figured out a way of making pizza in 4 minutes or something. So there you go. All right, so number one, Chick-fil-A. Number two, Chipotle. McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's have all dropped. Oh, no. All right. Mickey D's came in last place of all fast food restaurants. Wow. All the companies at the bottom of the list have been around for a long time. They just aren't as fresh anymore in the mind of the consumer, just not as exciting. Okay, Mickey D's, let's kind of up the ante. The thing I like about Mickey D's, which I know you didn't expect to ever hear that sentence coming out of my mouth, is that the decaf coffee, the decaf iced coffee for a buck is fantastic in the summer. Little Caesars, Domino, Papa John's, Pizza Hut all suffered a 5% drop. I'll tell you about more when we return, and you get to respond to what your favorite fast food chain is on Facebook, or even call me, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking about, for lack of a better term, I think I'm not supposed to refer to it as junk food. I think I'm supposed to refer to it as fast food. I mean, because some of it really is pretty good. I mean, and more and more people, did you know that Americans are eating like 2+ meals a day outside the home, which means we're getting very close to eating all of our meals outside the home. I know people who do. I know people who well, now you're single. Do you ever cook?
Yeah, I do, but I just
how cook. Often?
I usually try and cook something every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you cook breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
It's usually dinner. Breakfast. I'll usually have like a. I don't know, like a bowl of cereal or like a granola.
Right. So, but you're eating that at home, right? You're not grabbing a cup of coffee and a donut or something.
Right. I mean, on occasion I will, but not every day, no.
Okay. Lunch you tend to eat out because you're with me.
Yep. And it's usually after the show when I have a lunch.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then dinner, do you cook for yourself?
Yeah.
What do you cook? What's your specialité?
I'm a big salmon person. I love making salmon.
There you go.
Usually if I'll have a frozen filet of salmon, I'll season it up and throw it in the oven and put a little olive oil on it and maybe have some salad or something with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really excited. We have a new sponsor, which this wasn't what I intended when I walked into this, called Plated.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this really cool idea, for me at least, I'm starting it next week. They've sent some stuff for me to try, where you tell them what kind of food you like, and then they will send you dinner for two that you cook. So it's fresh. You know, the thing about prepared food is it's fine, but sometimes you don't get to it, and sometimes, you know, it's just that this, they send you all the ingredients, including the spices and the recipes and everything, and then you cook it. And you don't have to do the grocery shopping for it. And if you're one person, you should try it as well. It turns out to be much cheaper than, obviously, a restaurant meal, but it's restaurant-quality food and restaurant-quality recipes, and you get to cook it yourself. So I'm really looking forward to it, see how it works. And they have, real, like, cool things that you would never... I mean, because if you have to go and buy, like, 14 special spices or something, you're not going to do it. Right?
Right.
So either it's not going to taste as good or, I mean, because I have spices that I've had for like 40,000 years. They're just about to be canonized or, you know, sort of fossilized or something. But so I'm really looking forward to that because, I tend to eat, like when I'm by myself, like I love a baked potato with just some chili on it or something like that. And when I was doing the food challenge, food stamp challenge, it really got me back in touch with the way I kind of like to eat, but just don't do it very often, which is a lot of salads and a lot of, I'm just not much of a meat eater, so we'll see. Anyway, we were talking about fast food as opposed to junk food, and Chick-fil-A was number one, Chipotle was number two, which doesn't surprise me. The Chick-fil-A, I would not have guessed. Have you ever tried a Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you, this is why I wasn't surprised that it was number one. We, here in Minnesota, we just got a Chick-fil-A just opened, gosh, I want to say maybe a year and a half ago or maybe even 2 years ago. And it, when it opened, the line
wow.
to go in was just like.
Wow. Now, do you have a Shake Shack there?
No.
Because that's what happens around here with Shake Shack.
Okay.
Which actually is not on the list, apparently, here at least. So here we go. As I said, consumers are dissatisfied with pizza chains. All suffered, as I said, a 5% drop. Believe it or not, this kind of surprised me, except maybe not. The Dunkin' Donuts came out ahead of Starbucks. Now, this isn't based on price alone, but my guess is that that's part of it. That you can get a cup of coffee at Dunkin' for a lot cheaper than at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Dunkin' Donuts went up 4%. Starbucks dropped
3%.
So they said Dunkin' is expanding into new markets. They freshened up their brand a little bit and improved their perception of quality.
They're coming to the Twin Cities here relatively soon.
You didn't have Dunkin' Donuts before that?
No, we just had the first one in Minnesota opened in Rochester last
summer.
Man,
you guys are Tooleysville, huh?
Yeah. Well, we had Krispy Kreme all over the place here for a while, and then they went away.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme's gone around here.
Yeah.
Because I had Krispy Kreme in the South well before they came to New York. But then there would be a line around the block. Part of it is, and I think that's part of what this survey is talking about, is it's being the new kid on the block is a huge advantage. People want to try something new.
Yeah.
They said customer satisfaction in the fast food industry went backward last year. They're down 4%. Courtesy of staff, speed of checkout or delivery, food quality, and order accuracy all worsened. Satisfaction with the rest of the industry has waned. Americans still eat out an average of 4 times a week. American Customer Satisfaction Index included responses for more than 5,000 individuals and ranked the food establishments from a scale of 1 to 100. All right, Chick-fil-A got 86. Chipotle got 83. All others got 81. Panera Bread got 80. That's a new one on the list, I would guess. Papa John's 78. Pizza Hut 78. Dunkin' Donuts 78. Subway 77. Domino's 75. Little Caesars 74. Starbucks 74. Arby's, 74. Wendy's 73. KFC 73. Burger King 72. Taco Bell 72. One of our listeners loves Taco Bell. He's always calling me from Taco Bell to tell me what's going on.
I remember that, yeah.
Jack in the Box 72. McDonald's 67.
Wow.
Whoa, Mickey D's gotta do something.
I'm a little surprised McDonald's is at the bottom. I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah, wow. Mickey D's. You know what I like that they don't have anymore is they used to have an Asian chicken salad, which was great, but they took it off the menu. And I have a friend who liked to have their yogurt granola breakfast thing. I don't think they've got that on the menu either anymore. So there. Alrighty, so let's look and see what people said their favorite fast. I think we said fast food. I think I censored myself and did not say junk food. That's sort of how I respond to it. So is yours Chick-fil-A?
Mine personally is not Chick-fil-A. I was always kind of partial to Wendy's.
You just read my. I like the Wendy's baked potato and chili.
Yeah, me too.
And they also have a really good salad that has strawberries in it. I like Wendy's salad. I don't eat burgers, so it's hard to tell. But
I'll usually get like a chicken sandwich or something from them.
Yeah,
but yeah. I've kind of shied away from burgers per se lately. Last year or so, just because I'm kind of at that age where you have to start being a little more concerned about the colon, and you have to start thinking about cutting back on the red meat a little bit,
Yeah. Well, I've never, as I said, I mean, I was my brother, as I said, was in town last week, and we were talking about, I don't know how the subject came up. Oh, I know, we were having breakfast together, and we were talking about my mother, whom we both adore, what a horrible cook she was, and how we grew up with really terrible food. First of all, she didn't like cooking. Second of all, we didn't have any money. So the first time I went to a restaurant and somebody actually ordered Salisbury steak, I thought they were kidding. I thought they were being satiric, ironic or something. Because she would buy the cheapest meat she could, and then she would dump ketchup, mustard, cornflakes, and an egg in it as to stretch it. And then she would chop up onions, and she wouldn't peel the onions, so that the onion skin would be there, and it would be like maybe an eighth of an inch thick, and under the broiler, and it was burned to a complete char, and those little onion skins would be like little fingers reaching up, all charred, and we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Of course, it tasted terrible, and it was terrible meat to begin with. But she had to feed a large family on that, not very much. Now, my mother, in fairness to her, made wonderful. She made great cheesecake from scratch. She made great cream puffs from scratch. And she made great salads. My mother, even in the dark ages when she was doing this horrible cooking, would buy pomegranates. We had pomegranates in our salad long before most Americans even knew what pomegranates were. So she did have her moments. But by and large, my mother, my favorite comment from my entire childhood was "lousy kids eating again," which sort of symbolized my mother's approach to, I think, both motherhood and cooking. So, 855-993-7569. Her birthday was yesterday. I adore her. I called her like 14 times to wish her happy birthday because sometimes she forgets that I called, so I just kept calling, and I was the first and the last, and everybody in between. Ready, you'll be next. Hang on, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do so. Renny will be next, and then we have another hour together, so not a bad time to get in touch with me, 855-993-7569. Renny, welcome. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a son, a slightly older son. He's 7, with autism, and he went to public school and picked up a number of choice, you know, vocabulary. And I have a 4-year-old who is repeating it everywhere we go. And I'm at a loss of what to do. I've tried timeouts. I've tried, you know, taking away rewards, but he thinks it's hilarious to go up to somebody and say, my balls hurt or whatever. Like, and the added complication is that I'm actually a pastor's wife. So I have this, I have this incredible pressure on me of how I'm raising my kids. And I don't know how to handle this behavior, because to me, I guess I'm not that upset about it. I'm upset about it more in the way that it looks. I know my kid has a wonderful heart, and I know he's a sweet guy, and I don't think that he means anything negative by it, but he just likes the attention of saying these
words. Of course he does. Of course he does. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it could be worse, because there are going to be some other words he's going to pick up in the next couple of years. All right. Here's the deal. What does he get an allowance for anything?
He earns money for doing chores.
Okay. What I would do, what does he do with the money?
He usually buys a Lego set.
Okay. So there are two ways of doing it. If we're dealing with a seven-year-old, the reward needs to be pretty immediate and pretty positive, because if there's too much distance between the behavior and the reward, it's just not very viable. So you may want to just have some Legos around the house, for example, that when he says something good to somebody and makes somebody, when he says something polite, or then he gets a Lego, and when he says a naughty word, that we take a Lego away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think I tried it on my grandfather when I was about this age, and I was never, you know, I was always a little hyperactive. I don't think nobody ever said I was autistic, just ordinary. That I remember going A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. What did I leave out? And somebody would say P, and I'd say too late. And I thought that was just the most hilarious, wonderful thing, because I got to say P, and
yes,
I could make somebody else say it.
That's exactly,
and so,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so understand.
He actually sprinkles it through his speech. Like he'll say, my name's Cayman, I pee on you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
He thinks this
exactly.
is hilarious.
All right, so what I'm telling you is, now I grew up to be kind of okay, or at least a psychologist, much as a psychologist can be. So understand, it has nothing to do with being autistic or anything else. It just has to do with being a 6 or 7-year-old and understanding really quickly how to make adults crazy. And you may notice he does it when somebody else, either you're not paying attention to him or somebody's paying attention to his sister. So what I would do is just say, do you know what? And the first thing I would probably do is, you're a big brother, and, you know, your sister really thinks that you're important. So it's really important for you to teach your sister really good stuff. And when you teach your sister really good stuff, then you get a reward, and you get either a gold star, or you get a Lego, or you tell me what you'd like. And why don't you tell me some good things you can tell your sister, and let him make the list. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Then you can say, what are some naughty words that you know that you're not going to tell your sister? And he'll come up with an entire list. And you can say, okay, here's the deal. You hear the good words, and we can put them up on, and whenever you say one of those good words, you say it to somebody else, or you say it to your sister, or you say please, thank you, whatever. But let him come up with a list. Then you get a gold star, or you get a dollar, or 50 cents, or whatever, a penny. And you get a logo, but it should be pretty quickly reinforced. Even an M&M would work, anything. But it should be, you know, it shouldn't have to, you don't want a long lag time. And when you say a naughty word, then you have to give me a Lego, or you have to, you don't get to watch television tonight or something. And you can let him come up with what the naughty words are and what the punishment should be. And that way he's involved in the process. And instead of just getting attention or being sneaky, which, as I said, I mean, that's what kids do, that you've got him involved in a different way. So when he's tempted to say P, then he'll understand, is it really worth a Lego? And if I say L, then, or I say love, or I say thank you, then I get a hug from mom, and I get a gold star, and I get a Lego, or whatever it is. So let him come up with the good words, let him come up with the bad words, let him come up with the reward, and let him come up with the punishment.
I love it. I love it. Yes, my tactic so far has been, you're embarrassing mommy.
He does it. Of course he is. Yeah. And that's saying, yay, I get double. I not only get to say a naughty word, and I get attention, but I'm embarrassing mom. How cool is that?
That's right.
And because understand that kids want attention. If they can't get it for doing something positive, they'll do it for something negative. And what he sorted out is his little sister can be better than he is, that she can be cuter, she can be cuddlier, she can be nicer.
Yes.
And she'll exploit that too. So then what is left for him, the truth that's left for him, is to be naughty. And so being naughty is not as much fun as being good. Well, actually, it's more fun, but it's not as profitable, but it's better than nothing. So what you're giving
that's
him is a whole different way of thinking about his behavior that gets him huge kinds of rewards.
That's right. My oldest
that are valuable to him.
One day he actually said to me, when my younger was in trouble, he said to me, he was smiling, and I said, why are you smiling? And he said, this is my dream day because I'm not in trouble.
Exactly.
So I think he likes to get the little one in trouble so that he's,
It's not that he likes to get her in trouble. He just figures that she's the good one, he's the bad one, and therefore he can't compete on the good level, so he might as well compete on the bad level. You're giving him a way to compete on the good level.
Okay.
That is, and also understand that having kind of the final kind of umbrella comment about this is everybody knew that the preacher's kids were the ones who were most likely to swear, drink, and smoke. All right? So if it's any comfort to you, understand that society expects your kids to be naughtier, and because, what fun is it if you're a preacher's kid to be good? So you're going to, but let him, right?
So I was a preacher's kid, okay?
And so you know.
I was absolutely horrible. I mean, pregnancy scares, the whole bit. And then I ended up falling in love and marrying a pastor, and I was like, Lord, please.
This is called your mother and father going, ha, 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 karma's a boomerang. I'm not sure I would share with a 7-year-old a pregnancy scare, but
No.
Yeah, but try and see if it works, and give me a holler back if you need some more help. All righty?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.